This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. John 20. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we've been delinquent in not sharing the gospel. The gospel has content. It has content. What is the content of the gospel? The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, bled for us so that we would be forgiven. He was buried and on the third day rose from the dead. God wants us to know that we have him living in us, and we need not be afraid of life or death. He lives in those who have given their life to him. And he waits for people to give their life to him. Have you ever given your life to Jesus? I have 1,000 times, but I have to do it again. Every day, I don't belong to myself. I belong to him. Not only because I'm a priest. When I was 21, I surrendered my life to Jesus. No longer did I belong to myself, but to him. And he, I want to tell you, is faithful and true. And he will never, ever, ever hurt you. I know people have been hurt by religious teachers, by religious preachers, by priests. I know that to be true. And I know people are afraid of Jesus because those who represented him did not love them, but gave them grief. You see, I remember my brother saying to me, I'm not going to confession anymore. I said, why? He said, the priest hollered at me. I said, isn't that sad? When people come to confession, we don't holler at them. We welcome them. And we thank God that they've come to pronounce their sins and be forgiven. You don't holler at a penitent. You talk to the penitent. You tell the penitent all that you've done in the name of your own name has been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. And Jesus wants you to have him in your heart. When I was ordained a priest, I'll never forget it. On the day of ordination, someone came to me. She was not an aunt, but I called her aunt. And she said, I'm going to confession to you. And it's the first time I ever absolved people. I heard a lot of confessions before I was ordained. I couldn't absolve people, but I heard a lot of them. Now I hear confession, and I can absolve them because the Lord and the church has given that authority to the priest. You see, how many times do we need to go and confess our sins so that we be put right with God? I tell you, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When someone comes to me and says, I don't sin, you know what I think? I don't say it out loud. You make God a liar, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So if they say, I don't sin, I say, well, let's look at that now. Let's look at that and see what your sins might be. And the first thing I talk about is the lack of trust in God. Oh, I want to run my own life. I don't want to trust God. That's a sin. God calls his people to trust him. Most people have no idea in trusting Jesus. They say, well, I went to confession 7 years ago. I don't sin anymore. Well, you say I don't sin anymore, you make God a liar, because God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's not a liar. You just don't know your sins. But I'll give you a secret. Do you want to know your sins without condemnation? Without condemnation. Because there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. If you want to know your sins with no condemnation, you tell the Holy Spirit this. Holy Spirit, probe me and know me. And tell me all what I've done wrong and sinned. And also, as you tell me, let me experience your forgiveness and love. Well, I tell you, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. No one should ever be condemned when they go to confession. They are there to be forgiven. They are there to dump their sins at the cross of Jesus Christ. I think it's terrible that a priest would listen to a sinner and then be sharp with that sinner. Happened to my brother. Never went to confession again. Because the priest hollered at him. Rather than saying, you know, you're welcome. And God's got a plan for your life. And he wants to come into your life. His name is Jesus. And he loves you. And all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Your sins are not greater than the Lord's forgiveness. Now, ask forgiveness. You can only say, I'm sorry, Lord. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm sorry. Make an act of contrition. That's a perfect act of contrition. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's a perfect act of contrition. And people don't have any idea that confession can draw them into the presence of God. When confessions went down, psychiatry went up. Now, I'm all for psychiatrists. But I'm telling you one thing the psychiatrist can't do is to forgive your sins. He or she can hear you. He or she can listen to you. He or she can understand. But they have no power to forgive sins. That's another realm. That you go to the church. That you go to the... And I tell you, so many sins that have been forgiven when people confess and ask Jesus to come into their life, they get changed. They get changed. And that's what it's all about. It's about getting changed. So, Anthony, you came to Holy Rosary. You're always someone who looked up to the Lord. But what happened when you heard the gospel?
I knew Jesus was real, and the kingdom of God was here, and it was today, and it was now, and the time for salvation was now. You know, all weekend I was in Salem, and I was just proclaiming the good news to people, that God is choosing them by name today. If you came to Salem, and you're looking for God, take this as a sign that Jesus is calling you, that Jesus died for you, that Jesus bled for you, that he rose from the dead for you. And he sent me out here because God loves you and he knows you so intimately. That God knows every hair on your head, every freckle on your face, because Jesus drew it there. And today the Lord Jesus is calling you to receive the gift of eternal life. That if I had $1 million, it'd be a line. And everyone would think I'd be the greatest guy. But $1 million or $1 billion, it comes, it goes. But the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ is forever. We're only on this earth for 80 years, 90 years, maybe 100. But we're here to know Jesus Christ. We're here to serve Jesus Christ. The reason why people don't want to serve God is because they want to be God. We all want to be our own God. We may want to say the sinner's prayer and receive the benefits of Jesus, but are we really submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to his will, submitting to his orders, rooting sin out from our life? There's a reason Jesus told the apostles as he breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained. Who did Jesus say this to? Peter, the first pope, and the apostles, the first bishops and priests. Jesus said it, didn't say, just say it to me in your mind, because there is power in confession. You know, I'm going to go to confession this week, because although I may have prayed many hours, fasted, preached the word of God, prayed for the sick, done all these great corporal works, I still sin in my heart. I still have judgment for other people. Every word that comes out of my mouth is not light. You know, I sin every day. But God has given me a sacrament for that. And when I go into the confessional, it is like heaven on earth. When I speak to the priest, it is like I'm speaking to Jesus. I don't know this because I am studied the catechism and I know church history. I know confession is true like how I know Jesus is true. Experiential knowledge. I've experienced that as I confess my sins, the oppression that comes with that sin is lifted. The root of that sin is torn out. That confession is not only about forgiveness, it's about healing, because there's a wound in me which is driving me into that sin. But as I confess that darkness, the light of Christ comes and it heals that trauma. It heals that wound. I am filled with God's grace. You know, before I do ministry, I always want to go to confession so that I am in a state of grace, because God comes through a pure vessel, right? And the more we can obtain purity, the more that God can flow through us. But I can't be pure on my own, only by the grace of God and doing what God commands of me. See, submission to God and Jesus means submission to the church that he founded. There is only one church that was divinely established by God 2,025 years ago. It's the Catholic Church. And that church holds all truth, all grace. Like Jesus gave us the church and the church gave us the Bible. So I can pull the grace of the Bible from the church, but all things come through the church. And it took me a long time to realize, you know, Anthony, if I have a problem with a teaching of the church, is it more realistic that there's a problem with the church founded by Jesus Christ? Or there's a problem with my thinking. There's a problem with my soul. There's a problem with my understanding of the Word of God. Like, it took humility to realize, no, Anthony, it's not the church that needs fixing. It's my mind. It's me that needs fixing. It's my soul that needs fixing. So many people, they say, we don't want to follow the rules of the church. Like, that is a normal thing, but it gives you freedom. Like, think about if you were on a cliff, right? And there were kids and they were running free and everything. You know, there's no freedom in that, because you might fall off the cliff. You might fall into sin. You might fall into heresy. But the Catholic Church puts a fence around the cliff. And now there's a fence where I can be free. I can run around. I can know that what I'm doing is just in perfect order of God. You know, it is a great grace. The moment I submitted to the church, the Catholic Church, is the moment I walked in utter freedom. But the human will doesn't want to submit. Like, I don't want to listen to the Pope. I want to be my own Pope because I want to decide what's right and wrong. See, knowing the Bible and understanding the Bible are two different things. Like, I can take a quote out of the Bible and quote it, and it has power, but understanding the Bible through 2,000 years of teaching and context, that's a whole nother thing. When you go to confession, here's a key. You don't only want to confess the sins that you've done, but you want to confess what you have failed to do. Many of my confession is the Holy Spirit gave me an inspiration to go pray for someone, but I didn't do it. The Holy Spirit has been calling me to call someone and tell them about the love of God, but I haven't done it. See, St. Paul says, whatever is not faith is sin. So what is sin? Any time that I'm not operating in faith, any time I'm not operating in trust, any time I'm operating in fear. But here's the thing. So we all sin many times a day. But what does confessing that sin do? When I say, the Lord, you gave me an inspiration to go pray for someone, but I failed to do it. You know what it does? It gives you the grace to do what God is calling you to do because you're bringing that fear into the light. And whatever darkness you bring in the light, it becomes transmuted into light because God is light and in him there is no darkness. Like, God has given us every strategy. I want to sit before the Blessed Sacrament in the Eucharist. I want to consume Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity before I go and I minister because Jesus dwells in me. And there's grace that pours into us through the Eucharist because God created you to become the living tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. That, see, when I go out and I preach this weekend, I'm not battling for victory. I already have victory. Jesus gave me victory from the cross. I'm going to release victory in the name of Jesus. What is the battle? The battle is me waging war against myself. Me waging war against the sin that lives in me, the fear that lives in me, the distrust that lives in me. And how do I wage war against myself? Through the Word of God, through prayer, but through the sacraments in the church that God sacramentally deposits life in me. I'm not at war with the devil. Jesus gave me victory against the devil. I already walk in victory. You already walk in victory. I'm at war against myself and my sinful nature and my unholy desires to become a pure vessel for Jesus Christ to use.
Oh, yes. It's about me. All have sinned. I'm part of all and fallen short of the glory of God. How many people have said to me, you know, Father, I don't sin. And I smile at them. I said, well, if you don't sin, maybe you don't know your sins. So let's talk about that. Are you trusting God in every situation? No. Well, that's sin. Have you talked about someone behind their back? Oh, yes. That's sin. But it's more than sin. After we go through it, there's forgiveness and giving our life back to Jesus. That's the great sacrament of penance. When someone comes to confession to me, I hear their sins, I absolve their sins, and I ask them to give their whole life to Jesus, and we lead them in a prayer. Not only, Lord, forgive my sins, but Lord, come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ. Fill me with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Change me by love. I surrender to you. When I was ordained the first day, someone came to me and said, I long to go to confession, and I'm going to confess my sins to you. We weren't in church. We're outdoors. So I found a place at the person confessed her sins. And what did I do? I gave her absolution. The first day, my hands were still wet from the oil that was put on them. The Lord called me to forgive in Jesus' name and in the name of the church. Unfortunately, people have thought I don't need to go to confession. Well, you're forfeiting the great grace. Jesus breathed on the apostles on Easter Sunday and said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I need to go to confession. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I need to accept the forgiveness that's offered to me in the sacrament of confession. Jesus gave us that sacrament. The church didn't give it. Jesus gave it. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven.
And we just got to understand, for 1,500 years, every Christian confessed their sins. They went to confession. They were absolved by the church. And these are how the great saints, like, we can't say we love St. Anthony but ignore what he says about confession. We can't say we love St. Therese and St. John of the Cross, you know, and these great saints and say, well, you know, my pastor said it doesn't, you don't need to do it. You know, you gotta, yeah, you want to have discernment of spirit. Like, what spirit is saying, I don't need to confess my sins to? If that's the Holy Spirit, is like, no, just go confess your sins, be free, be healed, be, there's a reason why God calls us to do it. But the human will is stubborn. Like, my human will is very stubborn. Like, I don't want to tell someone else the things I've done wrong. I don't want to have to, I just want to be off on my own doing what I think is right, saying I'm being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, because I'm under the authority of Father Tom and the church, God gives me that freedom. But before I go and I preach, before I go and I fast, I check in with Father Tom. Is this the Lord saying it? And guess what? If Father Tom told me not to go, I wouldn't go. It doesn't matter that I feel in my spirit the Lord wants me to go, because God is more pleased with obedience and submission than doing what I think is right. See, the monks take vows and they have to do what their superior tells them. Why? Because we need to have a death to ourselves. And being submitted to the church is death to self. Now, here's the thing. Who do we want to truly submit ourselves to? Like, I could take the Bible, buy a little office space and start preaching and teaching and laying hands, and people will come to know the Lord. People will be healed because the name of Jesus had all power. The word of God, I could take it from the church and teach the word of God. But I would not want anyone submitting to me and not submitting to the church that Jesus established. Like, I could start a church, but it would be the church founded by Anthony. That church can lead people to salvation, and there could be grace given through that church. But it's not the church divinely established by God 2,000 years ago. Why are we harping on this? Because Jesus is real in the Eucharist. Jesus is real in the priest. Jesus is real in confession. Like, it hurts my heart when people don't experience the wonder of confession. I cannot live without going to confession for 2 weeks. Maybe you are more powerful and maybe you are stronger than me, but I need to confess my sins. I need that as I'm confessed, the light of God floods and that oppression lifts. See, as you go to confession and you take the sacraments, what happens is you develop this spiritual sensitivity. That as you fall out of grace, your sins are so before you. That as soon as I gossip about someone else, there's a little oppression on my soul. There's an oppression and there's a knowing that what I just did was displeasing to God. You know, we become sensitive. There's nuns that went to confession for an hour. Because the more we are in front of the light of God, the more our sin is in front of our face. Because God wants to take us into a place where we are united with God. And there's a system to get there.
And remember, as we confess our sins, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
We only feel condemned when we don't confess our sins.
That's it. And somebody might say, this priest gave me a bad experience. What you need to do is forgive him.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. He didn't know what he was doing, the poor man. Don't Don't look at the sacrament to that poor man. He was having a hard day, and he hurt you. Forgive him right now. Forgive him.
And Father, do you need people to confess their sins to you because you got nothing better to do with your time?
No, I go to confession.
You want to fill your day?
I go to confession, too. I'm waiting for my friend to come back. Father, forget his name.
Sebastian,
I'm waiting for him because I want to go to confession.
But you go to the monastery till he gets back.
Yes, I do. I do. And they say you're set free when you confess your sins and receive forgiveness. You're set free. And that's what it's all about, being set free. Yeah. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Like when I'm preaching in Salem, I'm like, who wouldn't want to receive Jesus? His love, his grace, his forgiveness, his power, his mercy. Because you see these people trapped in the occult. But I say the same, I think the same thing for Christians. Who wouldn't want to confess their sins? Who wouldn't want to go to confession? Who wouldn't want to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Who wouldn't want to be free from the inside out? And yes, Jesus sets us free. Yes, we got the Holy Spirit that sets us free. But there's more for you. There's more for you.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. He said that to the church. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.